Burt Show.
All right, we are right in the middle of the Burt Show's guy panel. Southside Steve has now joined us also.
Yeah, come on.
Now we're raising a game here.
Let's go.
All right, women, we got a panel of dudes in here. Any question that you've ever wanted to ask, you can right now. We can put you on the voice disguiser if you want. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. All right, Jen Hobby.
Okay, mine's more of a thought-provoking question, but I'm interested to see how guys answer this. Is love a feeling or a decision?
Oh. Paul, you want to take this one?
Oh, man. God, I feel like the answer to a lot of things is it depends. But no, I think it is I'm going to go the cynical route on this one. I think it's a decision. I mean, I feel like the feeling of lust come over me and I feel like, you know, excited about somebody, but I don't think that's really love. I might convince myself it is, but when it gets to the love point, I think I make a decision to go the love route. But I'd like to entertain the other side.
I disagree. I don't think it's a decision. I think it's a feeling. I think you really have to care about someone. You know, it goes back to feelings growing up and you know romancing someone, someone romancing you, and being honest with yourself and that other person. I think it's definitely a feeling.
Well, of course it is. I mean, it's definitely not a decision. Who's going to decide to say, oh, I'm going to just be with one more person the rest of my life? That's a stupid decision.
It's not logical.
Dumb, and you put your wallet into it and now you can get screwed over. Steve. It is a dumb, it is all about feelings.
Steve.
It is a feeling.
Jen just did that.
I know. Oh. You know what? Way to go, Jen. But
hey, so did Jeff and Bert like years ago. Hello.
That wasn't my decision. That was Stacey's decision. She told me I was in love, and she told me we were getting married.
Right, but it's not a good decision, man. It's definitely a feeling. It's something you're like, oh my God, I just want to be with you forever. It has to be a feeling.
Yeah, I mean, guys decide things all day. You're not going to decide just to your point.
Right,
I'm just gonna be with her. And
I'm never going to be with another girl but you the rest of my life.
You got to feel that.
We have hearts too, Jen. We have hearts.
I think 100% it's a feeling, but I do agree with Paul in the sense that it starts with passion. Like, yeah. It's easy to get confused between passion and love. I mean, pretty easy. Because you can be like, oh my God, I love her. And it's like 3 days. And you guys have not left the bedroom.
But girls need to hold out, though. Yeah, don't you agree? They got to hold out. Any girl that ever made me wait, that's the girl I was in love with. But the one night, when it happens the first night, it's not going
to
happen.
You mean like Sir Joanna?
Never
so they
be
have
in love.
To manipulate you into love.
And I'm and I like to, I power close, and I kind of screw it up for myself. About 85, 90% of the time, it is a first night that we... that it's a home run the first night. So now I'm like, now I'm screwed. I won't find love again.
90% of the time you're hitting?
That's honest.
Wait, I don't get it. What's
Jen,
the first
you never
run?
Got
What's
around
a home
me
run?
Drunk. It would have been easy.
Did he say 90% of the time
he said 90% of the time he closes on a first date.
I think these guys might agree. I mean, be honest with yourself.
Compared to you?
Depends on what you mean by
date. I don't need to close like that. Are you kidding me?
Swear to God.
Swear to me,
and that's
Jesus.
This guy who went to Catholic
Swear.
Boarding school. Yeah, it just and I'm an Eagle Scout. Scout's honor.
Wow,
90%.
Yeah, but you have to define numbers. Date. You have to define date.
But okay, that's
me?
The thing. That's the thing. That's what I want to talk
home,
about.
Come home, leave.
Friends of mine and I were talking about last night. We were saying, how long should she wait? 90 days? Like, there's this book we were reading. 90 days holdout, and then. Things happen.
That's
I
the
disagree.
Way.
That's the way.
I think if the girl wants love, hold off.
A-Rod of love over here is saying 90 days.
Hold on, let me reset this whole
I'm
thing.
I'm just being honest.
This is the guys panel on the Burt Show, and Southside Steve right here just said that he will close a deal and he will have sex 90% of the time on a first date.
9 out of 10, yes.
9 out of 10. And he's telling you women right now, that's not the way to go.
Nope.
No. If you want a man, do not sleep with him on the first night,
do
is
not,
what you're saying.
Do not, do not, do not, do not. I even had a girl go, I know your reputation, and we'd been out, and we'd been somewhere, and we come home, and she ends up, she's going to crash because she's been drinking too much. And it's like 3 in the morning,
and
she goes.
And you put a roofie in her one drink.
Oh, Jeff, I will honestly also swear to God, I've never seen a roofie, and any guy that used one is such a
I'm fairly certain that if your home run rate is 90%, you're using roofies 85%.
Yeah. Here's what I want to do. I want to have a relations with somebody passed out. That's a blast. What guy does that? What guy does
now
that?
Now that you're asleep, I gotcha. I gotcha.
I like it when they're not conscious and just breathe. You still are breathing, aren't you?
It's the Burt Show. It's Southside Vandersloot.
All right, look at this. Is he a dude or a chick? Coming at me with that.
I'm going to try to phrase this one for Mary because our license would be on the line. So let me draw this analogy for you guys, all right? Mary lives in a really nice house, okay? She has a front door that works perfectly well. I mean, it. You can come and you can go, and there's nothing wrong with the front door.
Careful with those words.
But most of the guys, she says, that she hangs out with, for some reason, want to walk into her house through the back door. And she's wondering why guys are so intrigued by that back door rather than the front door.
What does the furniture look like?
Sounds to me like she's got a really big welcome mat at the back door. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, so how big is your porch?
Yeah, really.
Who wants to take it?
I thought we just did.
I asked for intriguing calls. You got one.
I would have to say, for this particular person, if she's got more that way, and if it's well known, if it's known about this girl that is more preferred or available, then most girls don't like that. And for a lot of guys,
are you renovating?
Yeah. For a lot of guys, they will go for that because it's bad.
Wait, your first line was, if she's got a reputation for that. So what are you saying? Like,
I'm saying if it's guys, talk to guys. They talk to their friends.
Mm-hmm. If everybody in the neighborhood goes into the back door of that particular house.
Then the guys know about it, and they're like, well, why would I go through the front door with this one? I can go through the back door.
And let's be honest, your girl can't get pregnant.
Wow.
There's a lot of guys that look at it like that.
What are you talking about pregnant? We're talking about houses. Well,
all right, here's enough. Since we're talking about houses and we're talking about going through, right. I would say... Man, some guys drive big cars. Some guys have small cars. I would think small cars like parking in back.
I don't know that that has anything to do with it whatsoever.
I'm more concerned with the number of house guests, not with interest.
Exactly.
Now, I want to know what we're talking about. I lost it.
To your point, I don't want to be part of the visitation to that house if it's like a known thing.
Right.
Like, go ahead and,
I don't know.
I just like to hang out in the garage.
Why not?
By myself and just look at the house from a distance.
Good morning, Ann. You're on the Burt Show. Hi, it's the guys panel.
Hey, I have a friend that's been married for about 4 years, and she caught her husband web chatting, and now he hasn't had sex with her for 2 months.
Is that a voice disguise, or is that really her voice?
That's her voice. Don't be ripping on my listeners. You can do that over at your station. You don't do that here.
It actually sounds hot, really.
So the question is, they haven't had sex in how long?
2 months.
Okay, I'm going to make this a broader question rather than this specific. Guys, at what point should the red flag go up to a woman if your man isn't having sex with you? After how long is he getting it somewhere else?
3 hours.
I think unless there's medical issues, a week. I don't know. I guess it depends in different worlds. If it's more like the dating world or the married world. Well, I can't speak for the married world, but in the casual dating world, I think a little bit more serious than casual dating, I think more than a week.
Week.
Or if you're in an argument, I mean, there are different situations. If you're in an argument that lasts a week, you're probably not going to be hooking up. But if it's a regular time and you're not really in an argument and you're just not feeling connected, I would say, week, 2 weeks.
I agree with you. I think we can all agree 2 weeks is the longest time.
Two weeks?
Because you can get caught up in your work.
Paranoid,
you can get caught up in your work. You can get focused or you're tired. Maybe something's really on your mind. 2 weeks is the longest.
None of these guys on this panel has been married before, obviously.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what's the standard being married? As you get married, time goes on. You go longer than 2 weeks at a time, don't you sometimes?
Months. 24 months.
24 months, 48 months. It's like jail.
Yeah, it just depends on what you have going on.
Congratulations, Jen. Congratulations.
If you don't have sex more than twice a month and you're married, my God, get divorced.
You give some insight.
It's not longer than 2 weeks.
It's not longer than 2 weeks.
It's not, but if it was 3 weeks, I wouldn't assume that Stacey was messing around, and I hope she wouldn't assume that for me.
Oh, that's
happening. If we go a month and she's asking for sex and I keep saying no for a month, I'd say that'd be a real big red flag right there.
And it's not necessarily that it's cheating, but it might be other red flags that are almost as bad, just like, not interested in the relationship anymore.
Right. You get on my nerves, I can't stand you.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you've got skin tags and I don't know how to tell you and I can't take it anymore.
Or I found your roofie collection. Or, I mean,
you have a panic.
Skin tags are perhaps the least.
Hey, that's a deal killer with me. If I see little stalagmites on your back, I'm like, oh, okay, my God. Okay.
What women are you dating?
I'm just saying.
That's why he's dating at a 90% clip right now.
I'm not shallow anymore. In the 80s, a girl was cooking breakfast for me, and she burned herself with bacon grease. And I saw the spot on her hand. I'm like, well, that's never going away. I can't deal with that. So it's
are you serious?
But I've grown. Now I would take a girl with a scar. I don't care. Skin tags, let's get those off.
That's going to actually segue perfectly into this call. Go ahead, Deborah. You're on the voice disguiser.
If they blow in the wind.
Hey, I had a question about I had a child, and I was with my ex for a while. Things didn't work out, and now I'm out in the dating scene again. And I got stretch marks from having my child, and I was just wondering how guys, you know, starting to date somebody new feels about that.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I guess we know how Steve feels. Steve is everyone's worst nightmare.
We'd be having sex with the lights off.
Their worst nightmare, because if she's, like, not perfect, then you're not into it.
No,
you're not typical.
I'm not, and you know what? And I've gotten even more tolerant, man. You can't help something like that. I would have said to you, it would have come up, why didn't you rub the oil all over yourself like you're supposed to? Or why didn't you go into the gym? Because you can't be responsible. There are girls out there that don't have stretch marks because they did that oil thing every day long.
Seriously.
He's like the authority of pregnant women right now. He's I know what they've done.
To help this girl out for a second, if a guy is willing to be with you and hook up with you and you have a kid, and they're willing to take that step to be with you when you have a child, he's probably less caring about stretch marks than anything else.
Right. I'm going to say something here that you guys are not going to believe, not for a minute, but I'm going to say it anyway, and I'm not saying it to be politically correct. My wife is now 40 years old. She has two kids. And my wife, to me now, she looks better now than she ever has. And I think it's because we're just getting older together. Mm-hmm. Like, here's the part that you guys are going to say, you're full of it. I don't want my 40-year-old wife to look like she's 23 years old. I really like that my wife is a little curvier now than she was when we first met. I don't mind a little stretch mark here or there. I don't mind that's a little looser now. A
couple skin tags.
Now, Bert, is that a decision or a feeling?
It doesn't bother me. Is that a decision or a feeling? But it's different. In the single world, it's different. It's different. I was looking for women that were flawless back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what? You were younger. You felt invincible. Now, you know, there's other things that, you know, that are more important to you. So, yeah, you're going to look, because you're getting older, of course. Well, you're much, much older than Stacey. But that's why, to you, she probably is 23. So, you're good.
Would you guys, like, if you're in bed with somebody and they had stretch marks, is that an instant turnoff? Or is it like, well, you're already there?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a regular guy. If you're there already, you're gonna finish up.
I mean, I've dated somebody with kids, and you know, she looked great. So the stretch marks weren't a big deal for me.
Yeah, you're gonna find something. I mean, there's something hot on every woman. Every woman's beautiful.
I imagine
beautiful
Steve
somewhere.
Going over the women he brings home with one of those mirrors that my grandmother uses, or those magnifiers. I mean, that my grandmother used to read her Bible.
It's a lot like, have you ever seen like a 4-H competition when the judges look at, you know, animals and they look at their gums and stuff?
Well, you know
that's
what I do.
That's how Southside is.
I have a loft, so I have the lights in a certain direction, and I have couch relations before we ever. You don't make it upstairs unless I like you.
Couch
so
relations.
Couch relations, and on couch relations, I can see everything, and then I know
you don't climb the ladder to Steve's bunk.
No. And when we go up,
until you pass the futon test,
you are not going to my treehouse.
No. It sounds like a talk show on the Playboy Channel.
And when we go upstairs, when you finally do make it upstairs, you're walking first because I'm looking, and it's eternal. Women are beautiful, guys aren't.
I really kind of feel like there's a need to have a Southside Steve disclaimer here, because if women are listening, going, this dude's typical, it would scare the hell out of you.
No, you know what I'll say.
Southside is an anomaly.
Kinda.
He's got a casting couch, too.
Thank you. All right. You know too much about me, Josh. Cut. I will say to the woman with stretch marks, absolutely, it does not matter. If you're into her, or she has kids, and you like the kids, man, you're just not going to care. At the end of the day, guys just want a pretty face to look at a lot of times.
It's about confidence, too.
Yeah, it's confidence. You're right. If you're sitting there whining about it, or you're embarrassed and you're wearing clothes to cover it up, that's going to bother me. But if you've got confidence, man.
If you think you're sexy, I'm going to think you're
sexy. That's a turn on.
Yeah, you rock those stretch marks.
Confidence is a turn on, totally.
Here is Terry. Good morning, Terry. You're on the Burt Show on the Guys panel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question for you guys. Is it important for... I'm sorry, I've been dating a man for 4 years, and he's 24, and so am I, and I was wondering, is it important for guys to have more than one sexual relationship before getting married?
That's a great question. All right. Should guys be experienced or have more than one sexual partner before getting married? Dutch,
I definitely think so. I think it's huge. I mean, you know, just having, there's the classic scenario where the guy has only slept with one or two people, and when he gets married, and then, you know, yeah, I think, you know, it really helps to have somebody that's got some experience and some perspective.
What about the chick?
I would say it depends on the both of them, because if they're both inexperienced and they're together, they don't know any different. It's like ignorance is bliss. And so if they have a connection and they work it out, and they do their thing, then I mean, there's no harm, no foul. They're going to work it out. Now, if one of them is more experienced than the other one and they're not matched up, that can be an issue.
I'm wondering if it's not even a matching up of an experience question, but if a dude has only been with one woman his entire life, can he go through his entire marriage and say, I'm not curious what it's like to be with other women and not act on it?
Are you never not curious? Do you ever...
That's what I'm saying. Even the best case scenario, dudes are curious. Now, yeah. If you've only slept with one woman before you got married, is he always going to be thinking, man, I should have sown my wild oats. Maybe I can get away with this while I'm married.
I agree with you. My first was the girl I was totally in love with. I chased her through high school. She was the hottest girl in our school, as far as I was concerned, and a lot of other people. And I scored my senior year. And I was with her. But then she cheated on me with a Ryan Steakhouse manager 2 years later. And to this day, I'm not eating that damn buffet. But I will tell you that but if she and I could have stayed together, game over. I'd have had one. I really would have. I'd have had one.
Yeah.
That
was, but he was managing a steakhouse.
I know, but the dude was 10 years older. He had the apartment on the north side.
He had really, with that.
He drove a Scirocco. Hey. I had a Camaro. I was living at home going to school.
He had A1, though, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He could get you that $6.99 buffet at the low employee price of $5.24.
But it's possible.
The Burt Show.